Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Babylon Part 2.
Sa Babylonia, bahin dua.
And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this before.
Wala ko siguro kung ako na ba rin dito ko rin yung kasawa.
I'm sure I left a book with you or the Bible school somewhere called The Two Babylons. By Alexander Hislop. He was an English man. English.
American is English?
No, he was from England. Yeah. UK. But they didn't call it UK in those days. It was England. Great Britain. British. And it was written over 100 years ago.
Nasulat ka to sa sa kagatos sa katuig.
Does that work?
Batteries.
You want to use that one? Somebody take that to Perkin and get a new battery in it. It is a difficult book to read, but it is a wonderful book. This book will prove to you beyond the shadow of a doubt. That this Roman Catholicism is that which began in Babylon. And indeed it began with Nimrod. Let me see if I can find the verses. They're in Genesis. Here we are, Genesis chapter 10.
Sa Genesis kapitulo 10.
Genesis chapter 10, and this is right after the flood. And this book will take you right back to Nimrod, and it doesn't mention his wife, but her name was Semiramis. Her name was Semiramis.
Si Semiramis ang iyang ngalan, no? Wala siya masulat niya.
And let me read you the Genesis 10, 8 through 10.
Sa Kapitulo 10, versikulo 8 hangtod sa 10, diha sa Genesis atong mabasa.
Says, and Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. Verse 8. Genesis 10:8.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 8. Kung sa nangat ni Nimrod, siya misugod sa pagkahimo ng gamalan sa yuta.
Yeah, now, you see, he was the first man who began to rule over other men.
Siya ang sinugdanan, no? Nga nakakatong ang teko ka katawan usa o pagdumana sa tao.
When it says that he began to be mighty in the earth, he began to be a king. And they began to attract people to come and submit to them. And it says here then, he was a mighty hunter before the Lord, wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. Now, when that says before the Lord, that is not a good thing. He was not obedient to the Lord. He began to usurp the place of the Lord in the lives of people. And he began to replace the worship that men had for God. They worshipped him.
Siya nagsugod pagpuli na gagarap na pagpuli sa pagdai sa ato kuhinga Dios iyang ibalhin na to kaniya.
And his wife Semiramis took on the title the Queen of Heaven.
Mao na ang iyang asawa Semiramis mao to nga iyang gikuha na yun ang titulo or ang pagpatawag ato kaniya siya ang hara sa kalangitan.
And it was a very wicked, incestuous relationship because she also later became his wife. His mother became his wife. his wife, yeah, she was his mother.
Kaya no, ang iyang mama, tayong siya na sila ang hara sa kalibutan, tao-tao,
so she was a very, very wicked woman. And she took on the high priestess position in this Babylon. And the next verse says, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. Yeah, that was it, the beginning of his kingdom. And I won't go into the next chapter, but the next chapter tells how the people of Babel or Babylon rebelled against God.
Sa sunod ka mga kapitulo ni ini, imo makita diha nga tungod kay mao man kini ang iya tinguha. Sa sunod ka kapitulo ni ini, nagsugod na lang sila paghipo sa ilahang gahimuon katong turi.
And they began to build this tower, and they said, we will go to heaven.
Nagsugod siya paghipo sa mao nga turi, ug niyang ina ng mga tawo kini siya atong himuon para makaabot ang langit.
Now, they would never have ever been able to reach heaven. But what God saw was that they had come into agreement with one another in such a manner that he said, anything they want to do, they will now be able to accomplish.
Nakita sa Dios ang ilang tinguha, kunya nakakauyon sila. Ingon ang Dios nga po, posible yo kay kauyon man sila, mahibo gid nila kini mga utanga.
So God came down and he confounded their language and stopped the process.
Mauna ang Dios pigalaog siya og iyang giyakaw ang mga pinulungan aron dita sila magkasinabo.
And this is why Brother Edmar is translating for me today.
Mauna nga ako nga sulti kaninyo Bisaya gikan sa iyang Ingles.
Because of the languages.
Tungod sa mga lingwahe nga na yagaw.
It was because of rebellion.
Tungod kana siya sa pag-rebelde.
So you see what would have happened.
Ato ma parayo niya sa mga pagkita ko.
About 4,000 years ago,
sa kalayon nga aw sa 4,000 ka mga katuigan,
they would have come into the atomic age.
Nga niabot dito sa kanang pagbuto na dayon sa kalibutan.
Oh yes, they would have had automobiles, computers, rockets, everything. And God said, no, this is not going to happen now. And so he stopped them. Now the other thing that happened, and if you'll find it in this book, which I believe is very accurate, is that Shem, the son of Noah, who was a righteous man, he stopped Nimrod.
Si Shem, usa sa kinabulangan ng anak ni Noah, sa ilang panahon, iyang gipungkan o iyang iputol ang mga buhat ni Nimrod.
There was, in those days, there was a council of elders that, shall we say, ruled over all the affairs of the earth.
Tungod kay sa una, ano na yung mga tigo sa mga magamananambag, no? Nga mao'y nag-dominar sa kalibutan.
And Shem, by the power of his word, he said, this has to be stopped. And he caused the council of elders to agree that Nimrod had done something so bad that he must be killed.
Nga mao na nga iyang giinan ang iyang pagkaumanan sa konsiho nga labihan ni kadautan si Nimrod, mao na kinahanglan gyud siya nga papasok sa yuta, papasok sa kalibutan.
So after he died, his mother took all this religion and put it, shall we say, underground and made it a mystery.
Mao na ang iyang inahan nga nahimo niya ang asawa, eh patay na man siya. Iyang gisulod ang tanan ng mga reliyon, kunya iyang gitago kini siya para nga di mahibaluan.
And it became a mystery and it remains a mystery to this day. These things that the Roman Catholic Church practice, you do not know the real meaning of what they do.
Mauna nga nakuha gyud ko lang tul karon diha sa Romano Katoliko, ang mga butang gitaguan sa mama ni Nimrod nga ilang ginabuhat karon nga wala gani sila kasabot nganong ilang gihimo.
So she became the queen of this whole system.
Mauna nga nahimo siyang hara kini tibuok nga kalihukan.
And of course, you see the worship of Mary today is the same thing.
Mao na kung imong tanaw karon si Maria nga
anak ni Kristo, ina ni Kristo, gipasimba gihapon niya.
It's just a substitute, another name, a same God, another name.
Nga para mataguan niya, no, kay siyempre ilalo mo kayo sa pareha kay siya man ang nanganak niya sa atong manunubos. Na iyang gipasimba ka na siya, pero gikan gihapon sa iya, ha? Gikan niya para nga di maklaro ang iya pagpasimba sa tao.
And they began to tell people that if they wanted to be a part of this, that they would have to come and confess all their things to their priests.
Mao na kung nagiging hina niya ang iyang mga isagupan, ino siya nga, kung gusto mo mahimong kabahin ni ini, kiningato gihimo ka ron, kinahanglan nga kamo kayo, kamo talang nga naari niya,
and then they held the people in bondage by saying, you do what we want because we know all the things you did and we'll expose you.
Sa kinahanglan kayo ng usunod mo na, kung hindi ka usunod, ingo na magkakay mo itong ipatay sa pulano, wala pa ito sa pagkibaloy ka ron, isumbong ka ka.
So, that was blackmail. Do you have a term, blackmail?
Oh, na, magkakay blackmail. I-blackmail niya.
Yeah. So, this is the origin of your Mary worship.
Mauna siya ang original ngayon gipasimba ang mga Roman Katoliko din sa Kang Maria.
And your confession of your sins to the priest.
Mauna nga, kaya kung ipakumpisan yung gato sa pare, delikado niya na.
Okay, now, before we go any further, let's go back to Revelation chapter 18.
Sa mga panayong talini ng pagtuki ng abalina, abalika sa nato ang pinanayang kapitulo ni Siyoso.
And we're going to start in verse 2, and we'll read down a few verses here. So, what's happened in verse 1 is there's a mighty angel that's come before John, and he had great power, and he lighted the whole earth. It says, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen and has become the habitation, verse 2, of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
Kung siya misingkit sa nilabihan upang sa makusog na tingog na nagayon, ang Babylonia napuga na o nahimo ang mapilianan sa mga yawa o ang bilangguan sa matang mahugaw na espiritu o sa kahalwa sa matang mahugaw mga dumuntanan ng nagagawa.
Yeah, now, this is the same Babylon that Jeremiah talked about when he said, Babylon is fallen, flee from her. And it was Jeremiah that said, I think it was Jeremiah, he said, we would have healed her, but she will not be healed. So you see, apparently there's something of Babylon that has a hold on every one of us.
Ibo makita niya na ibahin sa Babylonia, niya sa Babylon, nga nagapabilin niya po sa pagkontrolar sa atong kinabuhi.
See, this is why Christians like the spirit of ritual in their church service.
Mao na bisag pag Kristiyano na mahilig yapon sa pagsubli-subli pagpamuhat o ilang buhaton diha sa simbahan. Subli-subliol na siya, no?
This is why the pastor makes a ceremony out of the communion breaking of bread.
Mauna nga ang mga pastor, no? Magbalik-balik na lang to bisag wala na iinumdan. Balik-balik yan po to nga. Sige, magkuwataron ka ng mag communion ka na. Sige, balik-balik. Balik-balik ang iya ha.
See, when Jesus served the bread to his disciples, he didn't come with a big, long, colorful robe and chanting Latin phrases, Espiritu Tuo, ya ba 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 tikamon ma, you know. You know. He didn't do that. You're pretty good at Latin, brother.
The English is ice cream for sale.
Oh, ice cream for sale.
Ice cream for sale.
Yeah. So no, I mean, this is ritual. People believe that somehow when they have ritual, that it comforts them, and they say, well, these are our fathers, you know, they know what they're doing, so we just trust them and they'll bring us through to salvation. And then you don't have to think for yourself, you don't have to understand what the Bible means. But you see, this verse that we just read, Babylon is fallen. You read later, in 1 hour, she's fallen. And the smoke of her burning we've seen from afar. Do you know that song? You don't know that song? Sing all ye little ones to the glory of God. Praise the Lamb of Righteousness. How does it go, Nancy? You don't know it as well. Rita would sing it for us if she were here. For Babylon is fallen, that great city is fallen. And the smoke of her burning we've seen from afar. Babylon is fallen. City is fallen. Do you know it? From afar, praise Jesus. It's on one of the song things. You need to learn it. Praise. It starts off, sing all ye little ones to the glory of God. Then it's the 144,000. Amen. Yeah, it's got to be in your songbook. Find it on one of the. We gave you CDs with all the songs on. All the songs are on those CDs. You'll find it on there. It's a great song. It's really a great song. And I like to rejoice that Babylon is falling. Listen, God spent 2 full chapters in Revelation to tell us that Babylon is going to fall.
ang Biblia niya sa kanihasabi na niya nga gisulti din ni Jesus na kining na mga pagtulungan mawag kagumahanaw siya.
Gave us great detail. And he said it's coming down in 1 hour. Do you believe that that strong system can collapse in 1 hour? When God says it's time, it's going to go like that. Now, we're going to talk about the intricate workings of this thing. That means that all these ways of Babylon must come to an end. These are all contrary to the kingdom of God. And the ways that we have adopted them into our Christian, Protestant, Pentecostal churches, that must also come to an end. So, Babylon is fallen. Amen. Verse 3, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Just the first part there. Now, you see, as far as the world is concerned, this fornication with Babylon is a pleasant thing. And this so-called pleasurable thing has caused people to be drunk with it. It comforts people. Comforts little old ladies. Oh, my priest will take care of me, you know. I'm baptized, and when I die, they'll say some things over me, and I'll be sure to go to heaven.
So it's
this intoxication, but God calls it the wrath. God is incensed at what is going on. And the wrath of God will not be held back forever. God went down to Sodom. Amen.
Amen.
And he said to Abraham, I'll put it in my words, it stinks and the smell has come all the way to me.
Ginana si Abraham sa iya nga pinulungan ni Yeshua, aram yung langsaha na kaayo kini akong nabahuan karon dito sa Babylonia, bahu na kaayo.
And I am going down and I am going to do something about it. So, you see, Sodom had a visitation of God. Would you like to have a visitation of God? We say, oh yes, I want a visitation of God. A visitation of the Spirit of God. But you see, not every visitation is good. Okay, so let me go back here. It says that the nations have drunk the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. So what we have here is Babylon. And we see that there are three aspects of Babylon. There's the religious Babylon. There's the political Babylon. And there's the economic. Okay.
RPE,
yes. So in these three aspects, in the religious Babylon, you have the priests.
Sa religious Babylonia, na diha makita ning bang pare.
The priesthood. In the political Babylon, we'll put the word kings. And that includes presidents and senators and governors, whatever title you want to give them. And in the economic side, you have the merchants. Merchants. So who are the merchants? Just little ma and pa, little store on the corner. Just little Madeline in her little store.
Store.
No, much bigger than that. I don't think she's working for Babylon. No. These are multi-mega corporations. Who's got a phone? Do you have a phone?
Yeah, I have. My phone is dead.
Oh, give me your phone anyway.
Where's my dad's phone?
No, I don't need a live phone.
Dili sa kanang buhi
sa kanang wala na imong cellphone na.
Oh, I need a better one than that. Ah, there we go. A newer one. Yeah, this one looks more like mine. But somebody stepped on it. Who do you think made this?
It's some kind of game on it.
Humans.
Little ma and pa store in the little corner of the village. No. Big
company.
Global corporation. Making billions and billions of dollars.
Billions.
I'm looking for a computer. Nobody brought their computer today. Who made those things? Big multi-billion dollar corporations. Do any of you get paid when you work? Where do you think your money came from? Probably went through a bank somewhere, didn't it? I don't know who this beast here with these heads. I wonder if some of these big world bankers are representing some of those heads on that beast. Now you see what I showed you already, every one of us is involved in this system somehow. I'm not involved anymore over here. All right, I can get out of it. I'm not in that one. I still have kings and presidents that rule over me. My passport that got me in here into the Philippines, political. My passport said the Kingdom of United States. I don't love that kingdom. I'm not ready to die for that kingdom. I'll obey them as much as it doesn't conflict with the Word of God. So I'm not looking for positions in this kingdom, so I'll just put one line through it. Now here I'm more involved. I have a telephone. My house has some electricity. I have a credit card. I could never buy a ticket to come here without a credit card. And of course, when I get home, I have to pay them back. Which means the money comes out of my bank account. But I'm not looking to become great among the merchants. So I'm a little bit out of this, but not much. So what's going to happen when she falls? Well, I don't think I'll be hurt very much here. The Word of God says I can come into the secret place of the Most High, so I don't believe I'll be involved in the warfare that's going to go on. But what will I do when I can't send emails and I can't use my credit card and my bank account is empty? My phone doesn't work and my electric lights don't work anymore. Will the Lord still take care of me? See, this is where we need to come out of Babylon. And verse 4 says, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues."
Versículo
4. That would be verse 4. Amen. But you see, these are not separate identities. This is the real key Babylon harlot system is right here, the religious side. You see, the kings of the earth are not ruling the religious side. But the religious Babylon has her influence here. Do you know that the Pope has another army called the Jesuits? Do you know that these Jesuits have been involved with the kings of the earth in fomenting all the wars that I have known of in the last 100, 200, maybe 300 or 400 years? The Jesuits supported Mussolini in Italy. They supported Hitler in Germany. And they were the emissaries between the Pope and these kings.
Sila ang mga magkabata sa Papa. No nga ipadala sila dito napitan ko nasa napitan ang mga panaguban ng dinahlan ng kapuso siya para kabusayin sila pirmi.
Yeah, they worked with France, they worked with Spain.
Dito sa Francia, sa Espanya, kato ang mga pagitabo, no, sa nato sa Germany, to si Hitler.
Yeah.
Siya to, na mga panito.
And I also know that they were involved in the United States. The book I was mentioning, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, that man said that he believes the Jesuits had Abraham Lincoln killed. So you see, this is what the Bible calls fornication with kings. It means they are in the same bed together. It's a spiritual term, not a natural term. And then, in that other verse, that it told how the merchants of the earth were waxed rich. So she is influencing the merchant business as well. So is Christmas and Easter considered a religious holiday?
Christmas and Easter, no? Sunrise.
But in America, all the banks are closed. All the post office doesn't deliver mail. And for more than a month, the merchants sell all the things for Christmas and all the things for Easter. And they have the people drunk on the wine.
Yes.
And if you don't buy presents, you are the Grinch. And if you don't have Easter bunnies and eggs, you're not a Christian. And Valentine's Day is called Saint Valentine's Day. And if you don't buy candy for her, you don't love her. Shame on you. You don't bring the merchant any more money. Do you see how your mind has been intoxicated with this wine. Let me tell you that this Christmas spirit is the strongest spirit I have ever seen to get free of. I believe it's stronger than the spirit of nicotine for people to get rid of, stronger than alcohol. Drugs. You see, if I want to get rid of the spirit of nicotine, my family will all join with me. Oh yes, we've been praying that you can get free of those things, you know. They'll all come and help you. But you tell your mother that you are not doing anything more for Christmas. You find out how much she loves you. I'm telling you, brethren, Babylon. This is all stuff that Semiramis built up to support her dead son/husband after he dies. Now, this isn't the first time you heard me say this, is it?
Yes.
Really? I said it before in this building. You must not have been here. You were here, Lito. You know, you remember.
The woman has a husband, a son. The first time I hear that
one. Oh, yeah, she was wife and mother.
Yeah.
First mother and then wife.
This is my first time.
You need to read that book.
Yeah.
Two Babylons. I know I left a copy here.
Yes.
Required reading. Or you don't get your certificate of graduation. Yeah, when I brought those books to you, brethren, I brought the most precious thing that I could bring you. When I come and bring a word, I always do so believing that perhaps I will not ever get a chance to come again. And the brethren that come with me, we believe the same thing. No, listen. Easter, the time of Easter, is 9 months before Christmas. Do the math. What is Easter all about? Fertility, eggs, rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
The church says they are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. The church says that Easter is the resurrection of Jesus. Easter was celebrated by the pagans way before the crucifixion of Jesus. At that exact same time. It's celebrating the conception of Nimrod. And let me tell you something else. When Pope Gregory, I don't know what number he was, Pope Gregory the Great, whatever, when he had the priest change the calendar, you can start with what I said. So, okay, when he had the priest, he hired a priest to change the calendar and calculate the exact times of the seasons of the earth. You see, the old Julian calendar, which Julius Caesar made, was not quite accurate. So Pope Gregory got a priest who was a very brilliant mathematician, and they recalculated the exact times of the seasons and the year and everything, right, mathematically, very correct. And it put us on a very correct calendar. But that is not why Pope Gregory did it. Listen, you can find this information on the internet. You can find it on the Encyclopedia Britannica. There are pages and pages and pages in the old Encyclopedia Britannica that tell all about these calculations that they went through to establish this new calendar. And it clearly says that the priest was instructed that Passover and Easter must never fall on the same day. So you see, they were not interested in Passover. They were not interested in the crucifixion or the resurrection. They were interested in maintaining that old Babylonish celebration.
ang interes lang niya nito, yan ang gusto ko kay Tawonga, magpabilin niya po ng ilahang tradisyon ng himo.
Now, I don't know whether your local priests know this or not. I already told you, you remember what we said about Christmas. Jesus Christ was not born in December. Absolutely, unequivocally, he was not. Could not be. Shepherds do not live outdoors in the winter time in the snow. If you ever lived where we live, you would know that you don't sleep outdoors in that kind of weather. No, no, wait a minute. I don't live in Alaska. I live in New York, brother. Yeah. And if you want to know, I believe he was born at the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. But God is not telling us exactly when he was born. We know exactly when he was crucified, exactly when he resurrected. Because God wants us in our heart to celebrate his crucifixion and resurrection. Not his birth. Because the other thing about Babylon, and this was something else that Semiramis set up, was she set up these images of mother and child worship. This Madonna and child. Listen to me. Even the Catholic missionaries that went to China, the first ones that went to China, they found the image of Madonna and child in China. And they knew nothing of Jesus Christ. These pictures are in that book. You think I'm selling that book? I'm not. When the missionaries first went to India, people who had never heard about Jesus Christ, they found the mother and child image worshipped in India. Now, I can tell you, there are enough clues in the Bible that I can tell you why Jesus was born about the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, which would be probably September.
Na si Jesus na tao
Ihanapin sa sumala sa studio na ihanapin sa September.
And you can do the math. I'll tell you how to do it.
Ako nga siguro sige ko ibalo mo na kana sulat ito ng mga numero siguro kalkula ko kung niya ni.
It starts with Zechariah the priest, the husband of Elizabeth, who was mother of John the Baptist.
Si Zacharias, no? Si Zacharias katong inahan o katong amahan ni Juan Bautista.
She was 6 months with child when Mary conceived.
Si niabot ang size kat bulan nagpuno si Elizabeth katong anak ni Zacharias.
And we also can figure out when Zechariah was in the temple. And when he finished his duties at the temple, he went home with his wife, and she conceived.
Ni Ulysses sa Iprimalay diha nagsugod ga siya na buros.
And the Bible says that Zacharias was of the course of Abijah.
Si Zacharias ang iso na moro na Abijah moro na si tungo na tungo ka nito ka nilikata.
And King David set up 24 courses of priests.
Og si sa Mr. David po 24 no ka kuno tanawon ni Moshe dai ka 24 siya ka pare.
And Abijah, I believe, was the fourth course of priesthood.
Og si Abijah nasa sa ikapat nga bahin.
Okay. So what they did is there were 24, so they would serve 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, and on Passover and Tabernacles, all the priests would serve. So there was 2 weeks there, 2 weeks there. That brought you down. Now there were 48 other weeks divided by 24 priests, each serving 2 weeks. You can find out they started at the beginning of the year as celebrated by Moses at Abib in the springtime. So you come down to when... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting complicated.
Nga, kay 24 lang sila kapare, no? Unya, kadalawa ka semana sila magsipi, no? Kadalawa ka semana. So, dalawa ka semana, unya, upat pa kasi, pila ka semana na to, niabot dito ko, niabot o pila to, how many, how many?
What it does, brother, it brings Elizabeth's conception to about June.
Sa pagkabulos ni Elizabeth, panahon sa June, sa Hunyo.
Yeah, June. So she would be 6 months along then in December.
December 6 months.
And so Mary probably conceived in late December.
December, late December.
Yeah.
Kay unom naman ang tung unom kabula naman tung nasaktian. Sato pa June, July, August, September.
That's for Elizabeth.
Kang Elizabeth. Alisay nagburo si
Mary.
Yeah. And then 9 months from December.
Yeah, ika niya to sa.
You come to September.
Oh, niya ni. Siyempre, no ibig misis pa lang sa babae.
September.
Now,
probably.
Everything God did was in absolute perfect time.
Kaya ang ginugo, maghimo siya.
Wouldn't it be perfect time if he were, say, born on the Day of Atonement? In Tabernacles?
Pagtabon sa sala na.
Sa dugo sa mananap.
But you see, he doesn't want us to celebrate that day. I just told you all that so that you know he was not born December 25th. And you know what? If you go on the internet, they admit that he was not born December 25th. All that information is available to every human being on the earth. He came back as a god.
And then there was, she had a child. And after Nimrod died, So it's all very pagan.
It's all pagan. It's what Nancy said. The early. The early Christians did not celebrate Christmas. Did not. Some of them that were Jewish kept Passover. And they kept it separate from Easter. And if you go in the Old Testament, you will find the name Ashtar as one of the goddesses that they were worshiping in the Old Testament, the Queen of Heaven. Ashtar. Isis, Rhea, you know, it depends on whether you're in Egypt or where you are. They have a different name for her. But the name translates from one language to the other. But Easter is Ashtar, it's Rhea, it's Isis. Yeah. It is very complicated now because it is very hidden and is very mysterious. Well, that is somewhat of the history of where this all came from. Now, if I'm still the one in the batting cage tomorrow, I'll go into the details of what these false doctrines are. And you will understand where they came from. You will understand where the worship of Mary came from.
Masaktan ato disagikan kini pag simbang ato ni Maria.
Yeah. Haven't you heard these Catholics chant this, Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now at the hour of blah, 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 you know? Oh, see, I didn't say it right. Well, you know their chants. These are chants. These are heathen chants. Pagan priests. You will understand why they insist on making the confession to the priest. You will understand why they will not allow you to believe that you have the priesthood of all believers. That they don't want you to believe that you can pray directly to God. And you see, every tentacle and remnant of this that has gotten into our belief and our churches is going to have to fall also. I go back to the statement Jesus made to the woman at the well. We close with this. God is looking for those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Not in this sacred mountain, not in this sacred temple in Jerusalem, or any other sacred temple built with stone. But this temple in spirit and in truth. From this temple. Amen. This temple. This temple. Amen. Hallelujah. So I can shut this off, and if you have questions, we can talk about them.